This is a multi-part episode. If you've not listened to the previous parts, please go back and do so. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Somewhere in there was just a really big faith crisis as well. I think it was more along the lines before I learned about alien righteousness. I was just really struggling with my faith, and it was like this really bad broken roller coaster that I just wanted to get off of, but I couldn't. And some days I was convinced that the church was true, and then the next day I'm like, it's completely a fraud. And I just kept going back and forth on this, and I finally came to the realization that it was false. And you know, a lot of the Christians online just made such a huge impact on me. You know, one of our friends, shout out here to Fred Anson, really helped me a lot too, because you know, he encouraged me. He said, you know, if you're in a submarine and you have a compass, it'll always say you're going north because of the magnetism in the submarine, and you need to get out and use that compass. And he encouraged me to get away from the church and look at it objectively. And once I did that, I was appalled by what I saw. You know, the more I looked at the church, the more it looked like a cult. I could understand why people said that about Mormonism, and it frightened me quite a bit to look at it from an outside perspective. And Paul, you were a really big influence on me as well. I remember going through, you know, the marriage started going through some big issues, and that was before I left the church. And I remember talking to you about it, Paul, and you said you were going to pray for me with your group at seminary.
Yeah, that was actually at church. We were gathering on Wednesday nights for a study and on evangelism, in particular to Muslims. And you know, the pastor friend of mine who was leading us through that study asked if there were any prayer requests, and I, you know, knew that you were going through a tough time both with your marriage and with, you know, the questions you had about the LDS church, and so asked the group to pray for you that night. And we spent the first probably 5 or 6 minutes or so of that class period praying specifically for you and over your situation.
Yeah. So I remember that night, you know, I woke up, and this is during, you know, right in the middle of my faith crisis. I woke up, and it was the strangest thing, because I just felt like the atmosphere was different than normal. It felt like there was singing going on, but it was like in a different plane of existence, but I could kind of tell that it was there anyway. It was just unlike anything I'd ever experienced. And I got up, and it's just like, wow, I feel good. And I knew what it was. I was like, right now I'm being prayed over. I don't know how I knew that, but in that moment I just knew that that's what was going on. And I'm like, this is incredible. This has never happened to me before. And I think, you know, I think I was really close to accepting Christ that night. I'd been really depressed with the faith crisis and the way things were going in my marriage at that point. And I remember going to my son's bedroom. He was probably 2 and a half at that point. And I knelt by his bed, and I realized that in the state that I was in, I couldn't be a good parent to him. And I was just, you know, the realization of how pitiful I was just washed over me. And I was just like, I give up, God, you know, I can't do this. But I didn't take the next step and actually accept Christ as Lord and Savior of my life. I was just like, I give up, you know, I can't do this. And so I kind of reached rock bottom there. But I remember, you know, I kind of asked you if you had prayed for me the next day, and you're like, yes, we did. And so that confirmed that something really was going on that night.
Yeah, that was a really interesting time to you know, be kind of close to you and become your friend through what you were going through. You know, obviously we have similar journeys in terms of leaving the LDS Church, but your experience is different than mine in several ways. And, you know, I just remember, you know, you mentioned that you belonged to like a super secret Mormon apologist Facebook group. Well, you know, we had our own kind of Facebook messenger threads going as evangelical Christians during that time. And, you know, you were often the topic of discussion on those threads, because a lot of us could tell that you were really wrestling with the question of grace and your salvation, and that we could sense that you were sincere about it. You know, sometimes when you're in the kind of the trenches of witnessing to Mormons, you know, you experience people who will just say they agree with just about everything you say, but you can tell that they really don't, right? They're just looking for that kind of pat on the back, okay, you're a Christian too, kind of feeling. Mm-hmm. But we could sense that you were not in that place. You were sincere. I remember having one late night conversation with you over Messenger where I was working on a paper. You mentioned that I was going to seminary at the time. And I was up late working on a paper. I'd worked all day but I could just sense through our conversation that you were working through something, and we were talking about grace. And, you know, I brought up the passage, you know, that we were dead in our sins and trespasses. And I asked you, you know, can a dead person do anything, you know, because we were talking about works righteousness and, just those conversations. And it was just, it was a real, pleasure to be involved in that holy experience of seeing you go through that and seeing God draw you to himself.
Yeah, no, I'm grateful that you were there at the right time and the right place. I mean, there were a couple, you know, people that just, I know God put them there, and you were one of them. So really, really good stuff.
I was thinking about I wish I could have been there just hearing all this. It's just an incredible story of Michael coming, you know, coming to faith in Christ. But it just makes me think that, like,